Your favorite classic cars are going electric. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Thinking of buying an electric vehicle? Well, be prepared to wait in line. Demand for electric cars is so hot, companies like Volkswagen are sold out of EVs for the rest of the year. But some see an opportunity in another sector of the market, classic cars. What if some of those cars became EVs? Think that Pontiac or Camaro without the roaring engine or the smell and environmental consequences of burning gas. Marketplace's Andy Euler is reporting on companies doing just that.
If you want to see classic American cars in their native environment, come to the parking lot of a Foster's Freeze fast food joint on the first Monday of the month for a meeting of the San Diego Association of Car Clubs. There are a couple dozen American classics. There's a 1969 Pontiac Firebird, a 67 Chevy Camaro, and a coupe that Paul Alvarado's been bringing to car shows for a while now.
I've had this 1940 Mercury since 1965. He used to drive in high school. Yeah, it was given to me by the original owner, and didn't look like this.
The restoration took about 10 years and more than $70,000. For Alvarado, there's something visceral about this car.
The sound, the smell, yeah, it's a gasoline engine, especially one that's been modified like this, that, you know, it sounds different, you can hear it's got more horsepower. To me, that's kind of the attraction to it.
You hear that from a lot of classic car fans, how much they love the rumble of a Chrysler Hemi or a Chevy Big Block. Cars like these on display are embedded in California culture, but so is caring about the environment. Solar panels on rooftops and electric cars. Alvarado says he doesn't think it makes sense to combine the two.
I could see there's going to be an electric car in my future someday. I don't know when, you know, but as far as converting a classic car like this, I just wouldn't be interested.
But a ton of folks are. Just about a 15-minute drive up Interstate 15, David Bernardo's hot rod business caters to him. It's called Zelectric, and it has a 2-year waiting list for services that start at $68,000. And that's if you bring your own vehicle.
Well, let's take a spin in this 1969 Porsche 912.
We get in, and Bernardo turns the key.
So it starts up the same way as your original car did, except there's a little beep.
Starts up in the same way, except not at all. Just one little beep. No motor trying to turn over. No rumble from the tailpipe. No smell of gasoline. But once you get it on the road, it responds even better than it would have when it came off the assembly line.
You know, I just can step on it and drive like a madman, or I can kind of go incognito and just cruise around in an old sports car.
The body is old, but the guts are pretty new. The motor in this Porsche was taken out of a totaled Tesla. The company that supplied David Bernardo with that motor is another half-hour drive north on the 15 freeway. It's called EV West, and it's at the heart of the Southern California network that's electrifying classic cars. Founder and CEO Michael Bream met me in the company's garage.
Really what we try to do here is develop all the products and the kits and develop it for, you know, guys like David and, you know, all the other guys basically doing this.
A kit to do a basic conversion of your own car into an EV is about $20,000. Bream says these conversions take a lot of time. It's not just a matter of taking out a combustion engine and replacing it with batteries.
This is a 1971 Karmann Ghia that our technician Mark is working on. He's probably sitting over here on a CAD/CAM program right now, and he's modeling up the copper bus bars he's going to have manufactured.
EV West laser cuts sample parts, then test fits them, and if they work, orders them from local manufacturers. Bream says the wait can be anywhere from 1 to 5 years, depending on the complexity of the project. Right now, his market is basically celebrities and rich people.
We are talking about classic cars, so even if we left electrification out of it, classic cars in general is something that people with means get involved in, right? So we're not really changing the formula, and we're not even changing the demographic. We're just changing the product that we're selling.
But a two-hour drive north in South Los Angeles, a company called Zero Labs is convinced that EV conversions don't have to be just for drivers with lots of money. Right now, it's electrifying Ford Broncos and Land Rovers, two vehicles that have a passionate user base. And like everybody else in this space, they can't convert vehicles fast enough. In part, that's because everything has to be done by hand. Technician Garrett Green was busy welding a console.
This houses the display for your radio, and also some speakers, and what else? Oh, charge ports for phone and other accessories.
Currently, there are fewer than half a dozen Zero Labs vehicles on the road, but Adam Rowe, the company's CEO, says he wants to convert more to tackle the problem of waste. He says about 20% of all cars eventually end up in landfills. So in addition to cutting exhaust emissions, converting every kind of used vehicle into an EV will cut out a lot of garbage.
Because this is much bigger than just classics. Like, we're starting with classics because that addresses that's the green premium market. But 5 years from now, I want to be doing school buses and federal fleets and mail trucks and things. Like, there's no reason why we can't.
Rowe says he can't do it now because there are no economies of scale. And he says those are only going to come with substantial investment and a commitment from the automotive industry to stop thinking about EV conversions as a niche market.
That's Marketplace's Andy Euler. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman and Brian Allison are our engineers. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.